Blog Talk Radio.
Mary Hollis, the next chapter, director of the next chapter in the Widow Ministry. I hope that everyone is doing well this evening. The Widow Ministry is a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, "Honor widows that are widows indeed." And I will read just 1 second, please. I want to talk about first tonight regarding our 7th anniversary. We had a very good 7th anniversary celebration this past Saturday. We had several things that took place. We had a great message by Minister Benita Miles. She gave us a great message and encouragement to the widows. Also, we had a dance of celebration, and she did such a one of the dances is from one of our local churches, and she did a great job. All of our participants was really, really did a great job, and we had such a wonderful 7th anniversary celebration. So I'm sorry that some may have not been able to attend our event, but we had a great time. And we are looking forward to bigger and better things for the new year's. And some of the vendors that came to help with our anniversary and to offer their service and also to give us information regarding different types of things that are needed for our widowers and widowers. We had someone there from that gave us information on Social Security. Frequent question that need that are asked when someone, their spouses or someone in their family deceases. Survivor benefits and also the 800 number. Some of the questions that you may have questions regarding who can get survivor benefits based on your work. The widow or widower. And also information what benefits the children get. And how much are benefits? Questions of those things that you have. The Social Security Department, that 800 number, you can get that information. One-time death payment. How do I earn survivor insurance? And how do I apply for benefits if you are not currently getting Social Security benefits? These are questions that you that someone have when they have had losses, and we had this information available during our anniversary. We also had questions regarding pension from work not covered by Social Security. What if I work? What if I remarry? Rights to appeal. If you're already getting Social Security benefits, how much will I receive? And maximum family benefits. All of these questions are questions that you may have when you have a loss, when you lose a spouse. So there were lots of good information coming from Social Security. Also, we had information coming from phone numbers and website for Young Widowers and Widowers blog. Also, it gives you information from the site Low Income Energy Assistance Program. Project Share. This program is funded by the Salvation Army. HEAT, H-E-A-T, provides energy assistance to Georgians in need. United Way, referral service to other assistance programs. And all you have to do is dial 211 to get information from United Way. Georgia Public Service Commission. Partnership Community Action, where you get assistance to help you with your gas bill and other services. It's so much information out there that if you don't know who to talk to, you just don't have that information. So that's what the next chapter does. We are going to continue to give you resources and information that we get that will benefit you. We also have information regarding good books for those who are grieving. Some of the titles of some of the books I want to read out to you. Good Grief. Grief the Loss of Someone You Love. Daily Meditation. When Your Child Loses a Loved One. Helping Children Cope with the Loss of a Loved One. God Can Handle It Day by Day. Fear Not. Life Really Does Go On. These are some good books. I've read some of these books myself, and it has been very helpful to me along the way. And whenever you're down is nothing better than picking up a book that will encourage you, especially the one I enjoyed reading, God Can Handle It Day by Day. Because whatever crisis you may be going through, that book seemed to always have something that will lift you up. So that's a good one. Also, there's some others, Powerful Promises for Every Woman, 12 Life-Changing Truths, which comes from Psalm 23. Also, life really, the one that I mentioned before, Life Really Does Go On. This book was written by one of our own widow. Well, she moved to another state, to Denver, Colorado. And pretty much she's been living out there. And she's never been able to come to any of our events. She left as soon as she became, when she first went through her loss, she pretty much was back and forth with me and talking about different things that she was going through. And God put it on her mind to write a book. But before she moved to Colorado, she went to the mountains here in the Tennessee Mountains. And she stayed there. She stayed there, and God gave her the words to put in this book. And she wrote this book, and the title was Live. Excuse me one second. My daughter, please be quiet. Alexia. Excuse me, audience. Okay. She wrote a book in Tennessee while she was in Tennessee in the mountains. And she was there quietly, and God put it on her heart to write a book, and she stayed up there until she finished writing her book. And it was published before she went to Denver. But it's just amazing what God does. He gives us gifts, and also he gives us a purpose. And it's so important that we follow through on that purpose God has us to do. And the book that she wrote was a personal, very personal, the things that she went through and just how she was able to what helped her to get through those moments when she first lost her husband. So it's so amazing the different things that God does in our lives. And like I said, everything has a purpose. We also receive information regarding guide against platitudes, words to avoid. Sometimes people do not know what to say to you. When you lose someone, sometimes they say, even though they feel that they're saying the right thing to you, those words could be very hurtful. So these are some of the words that you should be very mindful of whenever you go to someone when they have lost a special loved one. I know how you feel. God only takes the good. God plucks this rosebud for his bouquet. God has taken him home. God doesn't give us any more pain than we can bear. Every cloud has a silver lining. Everything will be all right. Well, when you say that to someone that just had a loss, no, everything is not going to be all right immediately to them because they're going to still feel the pain for some time. But we can give them comfort that God will help them get through it day by day. It must be a good will or God would not have let it happen. Well, you know, these things can be very hurtful to someone. Here are some others. Time heals all wounds. Yes, we know time heals all wounds, but sometimes at the very beginning, we don't want to hear all of that. And we know that you care, but sometimes it's just not the right words to say. She's young. She can have more children. Only the good die young. So we were also given that information, those information, at our 7th anniversary. Here's another one, another handout, the grief process. It was given the different process of grieving. First of all, there's the death loss. There's shock, denial, which is numbness. I went through that because when I first lost my husband and I came back home and some friends were old with me, I had a lot of numbness in my body. I started tingling, itching. My nerves was going through my body and reacting certain different ways. So the numbness was there. And during that week of preparing for his funeral, I denied, even though I knew that I was preparing for a funeral, I didn't put it in my mind that he was really gone. I was in denial. Also, physical distress, anger, guilt, regret, panic attack. Several of my widows had panic attacks for a long period of time, but they got through it. Getting on with your life. Hope and meaningful for your life. Telling the story, and memories. These all were different process and grieving. This information was given out as well. This particular information, this is a reading. It's not a poem, but it's a reading that's always given out to, at each one of our anniversary, and I would like to read it. A Leap of Faith. I have faith in God to help me live my life to my greatest potential. What does walking by faith truly mean in the course of everything, the course of everything lit life in everybody's everyday life? Sorry about that. Walking by faith, we trust God to help our lives to live the greatest potential. Walking by faith, we place our ultimate confidence in God, knowing that divine order is in action in our lives at all times and under all circumstances. Above all, walking by faith means that when we look around us at work, that someone seems seamless and chaotic, we can go into the silence and experience the presence of a kind and loving God. Our Creator will care for us and those who love during our time of need. As we walk by faith, we can truly cast worries aside and in all that we say and do, embrace God's goodness in our lives. So we are always confident. Even though we know while we are all at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith and not by sight. That came from 2 Corinthians 5, 6 through 7. Some of the last verse that I mentioned. And we had lots of other information that was given too. One of our widows works for a company that helps you when you're having problems with your mortgage. Also, rent and other types of bills that you may be behind in. There are so many different things that her company does. Helps you also to modify different companies that help you modify your loan, your mortgage loan. So So we were there trying to give you support in other areas, not just celebrating our anniversary, but also to give you resources to help you with these different situations. So we had a great anniversary, and what I am going to do, I am going to scan this information and email this to you soon. And you will be able to share this information with others. Some of these things that I'm sure you've already gone through since your spouse, you've lost your spouse. But you can share them with others. But I'll get that back to you in a week. So you can have that information available if you were not able to be at the anniversary. One thing, I want to do a testimony tonight. Today has been a trying day. And God always seems to be able to speak to me when I am going through different things and having different emotions. I had something to happen today that it was like, it was such a tall mountain to have to cross over. But as the day went on, when I read my daily word, God was able to show me that he would crush that mountain and everything was going to be all right. And I want to read my daily word because it always seems when I pick up this daily word to read, it's always the right things I need to hear. And I'm sure everybody across the country who reads the Daily Word always thinks that too. It always seems to be the perfect reading for that perfect moment. Because this morning when I got on my knees and I prayed about the things that I was going through and my mountain was so tall, he showed me how small it was after reading this. And I would like to read this to you because maybe you were going through something today or the day before that this could help you too. And the title of it is Protected. I am enfolded in the protected presence of God. The presence of God watches over me. It is within and around me, enfolding me in love and guiding me in the right ways. If I encounter a situation in which I feel frightened or uneasy, I affirm the presence of God watches over me and know I'm not alone. I may picture the situation or the presence of God as an open umbrella protecting me from the weather of life. Regardless of any seeming storm or wind of change I may encounter, I stand safely in God's presence. Though outer condition may seem chaotic, and which it was during the day, I maintain inner peace and composure. My mind is tranquil because the peace of God comes to me from within, from an awareness that we are one. There is no need to be concerned or afraid. And that's what I needed to hear so much. I needed to be not concerned with the problem I had and not be afraid because I am protected in every way. And the verse is coming from, "Protect me, O God, for in you I take refuge." And that's coming from Psalm 16, first verse. And reading that, he answered my prayer. He took my worries away immediately. After reading, praying about my situation, and reading this, God was letting me know that his presence was there watching over me, that I'm not alone. He's there. And it made me feel anything that came about today, I looked over it. I didn't even let it bother me because reading inspirational message from the Daily Word encouraged me knowing that I don't have to be afraid or be concerned with my situation. And guess what? He worked it out. As the day went on, he took care of it. So that mountain I thought it was hard for me to climb over, he smashed it down to a minimum. And he showed me the way. And he put the right people in my place to fix it. And I just thank him and I just praise him. And we just have to have more faith in God and knowing that whatever we go through, we must also put our concern to him. Because he wants that. So it was, I just had a great day. Even though it started out with lots of worries and concern, I had a great day. Wonderful divine order of a day. So I just want to encourage you to keep hope and believe that God will get you through each and every day. And I hope that you will have a great week. I have had a busy one. My daughter is getting married on Saturday. And it has been, a lot of work. But I know when Saturday comes, the Lord is going to have joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength and my salvation. He is going to make it a beautiful day. I believe in that. Even though that, like I said, there has been some bump in the road, but he's showing me that he's going to smooth the way through. So I hope that you will have a wonderful week. Continue to be encouraged. And is there anything that you can offer to this show, please remember to give us a call and let us know, because we want to do whatever we can to make this a successful show and giving you information that you need. Like, just like I say, once this waiting is over, I'm going to be lining up several speakers on different topics to come and speak with us probably twice a month. So once this is over, the waiting is over, and I can focus back on other things, we will be able to get other inspiration to you and information. It's not going to be just sad things or encouraging things. We're going to give you things that we feel that resources, things that could help you in your life, in your daily life. But also, if you have information, please share it with us. And have a great week, and we will hear from you and talk to you next Tuesday. Same time, 11 o'clock to 11:30 p.m. each Tuesday. We love you, and have a blessed week.
This is my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is felt most. Love is felt most when it's genuine. You are.
I had my share of love abuse. Manipulated. And its strength.
Miss you. And I can't help
but to give God glory.